Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Brother Alameen. This is Brother Alameen calling for my show, A Message of Concern. Alhamdulillah. We are concerned about images in religion. We're concerned about how the enemy of mankind has portrayed Almighty God in the image of a Caucasian Christ with blonde hair, blue eyes. And we're concerned about that. We have to remove that image from our life, from our existence. This effort started with when our leaders recognized the problem. So this is what, inshallah, we'll talk about and some other things too. So we are open up in prayer. We say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We seek refuge in Almighty God from Satan's objection. We say, Bismillah, Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladzina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. Amen. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise be to God, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee we worship and thine aid we seek. Oh, mighty God, show us the straight way. Oh, Allah, show us the straight way. The way of those upon whom thou bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, who go not astray. Alhamdulillah. Right now, I'm on my my second job. I'm a vendor, but I had to get the show started. The show is usually handled by Brother Akbar and his beautiful wife. It's her duty, but for some reason, they didn't start to show up today, but I wanted to talk about something myself, and I was anxious to get it going. His wife, Akbar's wife, Sister Daya, they've been handling A Message of Concern for a number of years, maybe 3 years or so, almost nonstop, every day. So I know that they probably want a break, and so alhamdulillah, they deserve a break. They've been doing a yeoman's job of keeping this show going, and Message of Concern, and teaching and preaching and handling calls. But I wanted to talk about the dog. It's the proliferation, it's a movement. And I ran into a problem with my family having dogs in the house. And I want to connect that to society where we talk about dogs. People refer to each other as the dog and talk about the dog pound, and they talk about Snoop Doggy Dog, and you know, young people refer to each other as dogs. And the Holy Quran talked about the dog, how we in religion, we don't like to spell God, G-O-D, and religious people, some Jews, Imam W.D. Muhammad, enlightened us, told us, taught us about the use of God. You know, we say God, we say G, maybe a hyphen, then D, or D, a slash, then D. But we don't say, we try very hard not to say G-O-D, because in countries in the East, they write from right to left, and someone coming from the East could take that word G-O-D and turn it around and it'd be G-O-D. Instead of God, G-O-D, they could turn it around and it'd be a G-O-D. So what they're doing is the enemy has found a way to make mockery of Almighty God. So we don't like to spell God, G-O-D. We say maybe G hyphen D or G slash D, because we don't want to get caught up in denigrating and lowering our ideas about Almighty God. I hope you understand me. But this is some of the things that we're taught. We were taught by Imam W.D. Muhammad. When he came, he opened a whole world, a whole new world of ideas to us here, you know, from the beginning, Nation of Islam, with his father, and his ideas that his father had, and knowledge. A lot of us were involved in the Nation of Islam, and then when Imam came in 1975, he opened up us up to the Quran, and the Quran, you know, opened up a whole vista of ideas to us, new ideas, and we were able to, Imam W.D. Muhammad was able to shine the light of the Quran on the Bible and give us even more knowledge. And so someone was saying that Snoop Dogg, that Imam Muhammad had wanted to talk to Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg was considering changing his name from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion. But it didn't go. This is something I just heard. He's going to be Snoop Lion. And so I thought about that, and I was saying, oh, yeah, Snoop Lion. In other words, he's going to lie. Snoop is going to lie. Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion again. Receiver. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Burn my battery.
Yeah. I had my light on. Sorry. The lady told me about that. So, I'm running into a situation where my family has dogs. And I told one of my family members that, you know, this thing of having dogs, great big old dogs in the house, stuff like that. That isn't a good thing. That is not a good thing. And so I ran into a problem where my relative and myself were just, we were just really, she really found that offensive. She found that offensive, and it was Thanksgiving, and we were invited to come over and eat and all that, and there was a problem, and you know, I asked, well, are you gonna lock the dogs out, or are you gonna let the dogs all over the house? And it caused it caused a big problem. And I see in my family, because my family, that side of my family is not Muslim. And they have bitten into this idea of having dogs in the house. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
So we wanted to shine a little light, if we can, on this dog. They say in American society, they say a dog is a man's best friend. I hear my brother Akbar always talk about this, how God is a human being's best friend. He's our master, our creator. But also, he knows us, he defends us, he loves us, he do for us. Almighty God is our best friend, not a dog, not a dog, you know. And so, we wanted to understand a little bit more about this dog and how in society we call each other dogs. Hey, dog, just matter-of-factly, you just call each other dog. Call each other dog. Back it ain't nothing. But who wants to be a dog? A dog. If a dog father a puppy, say that puppy is a female puppy. Do you know when that female puppy grows up and becomes a grown puppy, and the father of that female puppy senses or knows that that female puppy is in heat, you know that dog, that male dog, a mate with the female puppy, you see? And vice versa. If a mother has puppies and the puppies are male puppies, if that male puppy grows up and the mother is in heat, male feet. That's the characteristic of a dog. But so we hear so much about dog. People act like dogs. People take on the characteristics and the personality of a dog. They call each other dog. That's dogish. Animal. You see? So, we want to try to understand that tonight. And, inshallah, what we want to do is take calls if we can. And, see, somebody want to talk about it a little bit, about this concept of the dog. Yeah, so press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone if you hear me loud and clear. And if you want to say something, weigh in on this topic of dog, how the dog in society now, today, dog, how the young people, young men call each other dog. And they refer sometimes to the female as B, as the B word. So they have relegated us, our people, descendants of slaves, you know, as a canine. Canine. And we do know that in society they talked about Canaan, the Bible, Canaan. Canaan, Bible. So, let me see if I could operate this studio, and I could take calls if somebody wants to say something and weigh in on this topic here that we're talking about here. Dog. Let's see. Great. Yeah. Radical. Turn the light off. Got here. Press 4 on your phone. Give me one more yen on this copy about the dog, how they've targeted us, and they ain't through with us. They enslaved us, controlled us, all that. And they ain't through. They are determined to relegate us to be lowest of the low. So that's what they think. Almighty God. Almighty God has other plans. We know about those plans. And if we keep those plans, Almighty God's plan, right, we could defeat that purpose that they have, you know. So, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Yaqana Putwa, Rabbil Alameen. All right, God. Yes. So, anybody want to say something? But, dog, yeah, this is, we started recognizing this and seeing this more and more, how the African American was referring to our people as dog, and his female, his wife, his children, his daughters. We've allowed them to call the females the B word, which is the female dog, you know. And we have to understand this. We have to get a little stronger and a little bolder and really, really oppose this. It was a secret meeting. It was entitled The Secret Meeting to Change Rap Music and Destroy the Generation. It was an article, a written notice that went to an internet news journal called Hip Hop is Red.
And they talked about the secret meeting that changed rap music. See, these people, what they do is they devise a plan and implement their plan and carry out their plan. You know what I mean? And they know what they're doing. And our people are unenlightened. Our people are unenlightened and have not been blessed with divine knowledge like we have been blessed with divine knowledge through the Holy Quran and our faith. In other words, our people as a whole have not been blessed with, you know, the knowledge to see and recognize what these people are doing. People are attending to us, you know, and how we get all caught up in their scheme and how they try to denigrate us and lower us, you know, because they know that's the way to control a population of people is to bring them down, and they're able to manipulate and dominate and overpower and exploit and rule over people like that. No, don't really have the light. So if anybody want to weigh in, I would appreciate it if you weigh in. Press 1 on your phone and I'll let you in. And you could say something, because I'm going to go on maybe 20 minutes or so. And I'm going to call it a night, because I was not expecting to broadcast myself. And the other people were going to broadcast, but I didn't see them producing the show. So I jumped in. I wanted to open up this topic of dog, because I've been having heated correspondence, conversation with my relatives who have dogs in the house. I objected. I said, why would you have a great big old dog wagging his tail and slobbering and laying on the couch and all like that? Why would you do that? Now, once upon a time, I had a dog. I grew up a boy. Had a dog, but the dog mainly stayed outside. And, but as I became a Muslim, Islam taught me that a dog's place is outside. A dog is not really supposed to be in the house and laying around the house on a permanent basis, you know. So it's a heck of a thing, and I also recognize that it's a part of this societal thing where there's so much use of the word dog in society. So I think I'm gonna, because I have to wrap up. I'm on my second job here. I'm a vendor, and I'm getting ready to wrap up. And so, if anybody want to say something, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign out and go home. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign out and go home, and inshallah, Wednesday, I'm sure Akbar is going to come on tomorrow night. I know he is scheduled probably to be with the Lifeline. He's scheduled to teach Lifeline, but also he have this message of concern also that really on Tuesdays and Sundays, it's actually controlled and ran by the women of Sister Karan and Sister Daya. They had the show where they aimed at reaching the ears of parents and people who were concerned with the effects of the image on children. So I'm going to sign out because I got to go. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad, and I show a message of concern, and I'm going to sign out, and I'm going to say assalamu alaikum and alhamdulillah.